Hey, this is Toggle. Welcome to the long overdue episode 7 of Kangaroo Crossing. This week's episode, fur phobes. That's why I've been gone for so long, but hey, what can you do, right? Alright, I guess I should start with an explanation for why I've been gone so long, and if you're a new viewer, then I guess maybe I won't be gone for so long, but for those of you who actually were listening to me while I was on, and thank you for listening at all, really, I've been gone because, well, people interfered with me doing this, and I don't blame them, I really don't. It's just what I was doing was not what I should be doing in their eyes. It's not their fault, it's not my fault, it's just the way it is. This episode is, I almost want to say dedicated to the fur phobes out there, the people who just don't like furries. I guess you should already know what furry is by now. If you're listening to this and you don't know what it is, then what the heck are you listening to this for? I'm really going to start with that. If you don't like what you're hearing here, if you don't like furs, if you don't want to listen to this kind of stuff, then don't. Turn it off. See, there should be a little thing. If you've got a Mac, there's a top left of the screen, a little red button, you press that, and the screen's gone. If you've got a PC, it's at the top right. Either way, it's one click, and you don't have to hear me say any of this. You do not have to listen to all the stuff I'm saying. Now, if you do want to listen to what I'm saying, then listen up, put some earphones on if you don't want other people to hear what I'm saying, and just calm down and relax to the sound of my quote-unquote relaxing voice. Now, the reason I guess I don't blame them is we're in a bit of a situation where we really can't say much to what they say. Fur phobes mostly don't like us because the idea of anthros is just too weird. Not to mention all the things that have connections to bestiality and all that kind of jazz. With that kind of stuff under our track record, it's kind of hard not to have a couple of people looking at us like we're a bunch of weirdos. Not that we are, and if we are, then it's a good thing, so celebrate that. Anyway, I guess all I really have to say about them is that, if they fear us, they don't have to look. If they don't fear us and they hate us, then, well, that's their prerogative. Them back, then are we much better than them? I'm not exactly saying that this is something to be compared to civil wars and fighting for the rights to vote and be free, but we don't exactly like being hated, and it's not exactly something we enjoy. And being furry isn't exactly something we choose. I guess it kinda is, but somehow, it's really hard to control what you like and what you don't like. I mean, some people love reading, some people don't. Some people love playing sports, while others, like me, despise the idea of going out there and getting sweaty and all that jazz just to toss some ball into some goal and make someone else feel bad because they can't beat you. Frankly, everyone likes certain things, and it could have something to do with how they grow up. It could have something to do with how they perceive the world, but it's not something you can really control. I'm not exactly saying furry is biological, I think I've said this before, really, but it's worth repeating. We can't exactly help it, and if we could, why should we? It's just something we are and that we like, so deal with it. I guess next I'm going to address some of the rather disliked parts of furry haters. One of the most popular things among furry haters is a site called GodHatesFurries.com. Apparently it's a quote-unquote, a fair, unbiased, factual resource. Now, I'm not going to go down-talking and trash-talking them, because the entire site is based off down-talking and trash-talking us. When I say the entire site, I mean it's really the only site that I can find that completely and absolutely focuses all its time on hating us, which, isn't that a waste of time? I mean, come on! Don't you have something better to do? Just hating someone repeatedly for no reason whatsoever, other than little facts you can find out about them, is just so pointless. Which is why I'm saying this right here and now. If anyone knows the people who work at GodHatesFurries.com, or if anyone is one of those people, I have this proposition. Email me. Talk to me. Seriously. Love to hear from you. Why? 'Cause I'd like to talk to you. I like to hear both sides of every equation, and I'd love to see what you got to say. So, if you know him, or if you hate him, or if you can get in touch with him, tell him to call me. I'll be waiting. Frankly, I don't think the hatred path is what we should be doing. I mean, after all, if we're anything like animals, we should know that animals don't hate. They deal with things. I mean, seriously, if you have an animal going out there and getting hunted, killed, and eaten, I don't think the thing going through its head is, oh god, I hate this thing that's killing me and eating me. It's, ah, shit, I lost. Well, he eats, I don't. I mean, come on. That's the real purpose of life. You win, you lose. If you win, woohoo. If you lose, then, you know, you're probably someone else's victory chant. We gotta accept that people don't like us, and we gotta accept that people might never like us. But you know what? We're us, so screw it. Besides, do you have any idea how many furs out there do like us? Together, as a community, we love each other. I mean, seriously, we are a pack. We take care of our own. We try to make sure that each of us has fair family, fair game, fair everything. And truthfully, I have to say this. The people out there who are my friends, I would give my life to them. If I had a bunch of extra money, I would give it to them and make sure that they were supported as much as I am, or more so. And I think I can say this without a doubt, they do the same for me. Now, maybe that's just us being really good friends, but I can tell you this much. I've never had as good friends who claim to be human. I've never had a human friend who would, you know, drop everything and sell everything they could to just come and see me. I've never had a human friend who would do as much as some of these furs would do for me. And of course, I tell them not to, because they should focus on their own lives, but still, we love each other. And if nothing else, isn't that something to be at least a little bit honored by, or at least a little bit jealous of? I don't know. Don't hate us, okay? Seriously, don't. I don't hate you. A lot of furs just are scared of you or just dislike you. And frankly, I think together we probably don't hate you all that much. But come on, lay off. Okay, my ranting's just about done. All I'm really going to finish off with is the reason I'm not on here is because people who were in control of my computer access found out about this and decided it wasn't the best thing for me to do. That's their prerogative. Let them do that. I don't blame them. It is completely up to them to do. And frankly, maybe I shouldn't have been doing it on their time. I have no grudges against them, and I love them dearly, as much as I did before. I wish they'd understand, but, you know, you can't have everything, right? Anyway, sometimes we just gotta take what we got, you know? And for those of you who are taking this, then I'm glad. I'm glad I can help at least a little bit, or give you something to listen to on some free time, but I hope really that this gets through to you. We shouldn't hate them. We just shouldn't. Hate is no answer, it's no solution, and it just slows us down. So, stay happy. Be furry. I mean, maybe that should be our new line. Alright, time to go on into some little news-type things. Recently, I have gone up a lot on DeviantArt, and I've talked about that before, so don't feel any reason to explain that too much. But on DeviantArt, I am almost at 2,000 page views, which is a very big thing, so woohoo. As for forum news, I've talked about this forum before, the furf.ca forum, great place. I haven't been there in a while, and I feel bad about it. And if you're on that forum, and you're listening to this, then I miss you guys. I really do. But, as always, it's still a great place. I have friends from there still, and go see them. Go talk to them. Yeah, chances are, by the time this gets on the web, I'll be back on there. So, you might just see me on there, but when I'm making this podcast, no. Birthday is coming up. By the time this gets on, it'll probably be past my birthday. So, you know, wish me a happy 18th if you ever see me again. other news. By the time this is on, I might be in VCL. So, that'll be nice. Won't it? I'm sure it will be. As for, other things that I know about, things seem to be going good in the furry world, and, here's a bit of a thing I'd like to talk to anyone who's listening to this. I like talking to other furs. I like meeting new furs. And if you have something, a furry issue, that you'd like to talk to me about, or for me to address, please email me. Please, please, please email me at afro_bunny_mer@yahoo.com. It's kind of a weird name, I know, but come on. I could really use some help here making this a little better, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what issues you'd like me to talk about. For instance, I know nothing about fursuits. I don't. I don't have one. I don't have the skills to make one. But if you do, and you have a recorder, then you could do a segment on here. Or you could give me all the information to talk about and hear me say it in my voice. Either way, be lots of fun. So if you have anything to say, again, my email is afro_bunny_. One more thing before I head out. I instant message a lot. So if you have an instant messenger, more than likely I'll be willing to talk to you. Why? Because I have no life. Ha ha ha. Well, it's been fun, and it's been a while since I've made one of these, so believe me, big relief on my part. I love doing these things, and I really do miss you guys. Hopefully I'll see you guys soon, alright? Now I have to finish up with some words of wisdom, don't I? Words to live by. Words. Crud, I'm out. okay. Well, how about we just put whatever words are going through your head right now in, okay? Now work with me here. Think of some words. Wise ones. Okay. No, that won't do. And you, that's disgusting. Stop that. Alright, try again. Think. Something to live by. Something you need to hear. Okay. Clever. Now make it sound Old English. Don't ask, just do it Old English. Alright, there you go. Those are your words of wisdom. Live by them. Live by them hard. Live by them easy. I don't really care anymore because I'm running out of things to say. As always, I'm the crazy, kinky, red kangaroo. I miss you guys, and I'll talk to you later. And, well, later.